Okay, so we are in Kuf Lamed Aleph, and we saw the beginning of Siv Dalet yesterday. We saw the Shulchan Aruch who said, Nagu Shleilipal Al Paneim, Leibe Beis Avel, Leibe Beis Chasan, Leibe Beis Knesses Bia Mila, Leibe Kishyisham Chasan. And we saw in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Mechav Beis, we said that in a shul where there will be a bris milah later on in the day, so then they don't recite tachanun before the bris. The poskim say that once the bris has taken place and there's a subsequent minyan, so if there's a bris in the 7 o'clock minyan, the 8 o'clock minyan would say tachanun, it's only beforehand. And the Mishnah Berurah said that if the bali bris are there, namely the avi ben, the sandik and the mail, that also patters the tzibur from tachanun, the kvater does not patter, and so on. The there is a discussion, he points out over here in 32, he says, if the bali bris, in ein bali bris mispalim sham raknim tzoyim bebeis haknesis, so they're not actually part of the minyan, they happen to be there, they're learning, or they're around, so he says that the mashmos is that it wouldn't patter, it has to be that they're davening at the minyan in order to patter, and so on. He says that a chasen b'yim chupasei, he quotes from the Marsham and Das Torah, Mishlim of Shlomo Kluger, shu poita mitachren afim enim espal limahem, and this is very relevant. For instance, in a situation like, let's say, that's right, let's say the chasen davens mincha by himself earlier, and at the chasen's tish we have a minyan for mincha, so chasen's not davening, but you know, he's there, so that also is enough to patter. And he says also that when it comes to shivis yimei hamishta, the chasen only patters if he's actually davening with them, as opposed to if he's just there. He says also, well, let's just see the next Mishnah Berurah. We said like Yishlishan Chasan Mishum the Mitzvah L'Simayach Imay HaSimcha Nimsheches L'Chol HaNilvim Eilav. So because there's a Mitzvah of Yishlishan Chasan to be the Simcha with him, so that patters.
It was interesting, a few weeks ago there was a bris after the 7 o'clock 7-10 minyan. At the 8 o'clock minyan we were about to say Tachman and Dain, he's doubling him, Dain Geri said no, said because the babies, they were having the sibin here, said you can still hear the baby and the Bali simcha are still around.
Right, exactly. Now he says an interesting thing. What about, we're saying that if the chasen is present, then the tzibur doesn't say tachanun. What if the kala comes to shul? The kala is in the ezus nashim. So do we say that the presence of the kala patters? So he says up here in 35 in the second paragraph, he quotes from Rav Osner, who says she'ena piteres hasakahal mishum she'ena mitzi refes itam. So it seems to be it's only at kama that they're part of the minyan and they're mitzdarif to the minyan and so on. He says there's other reasons, but he says very interesting. Let's say if the oilam goes to the kala's house, the daven mincha there, whatever reason. Someone says, you know, Carla would like to daven, she wants a minyan in the house, and people came in from out of town, and and everyone comes to the Carla's house, whatever the case is. He says, im ha-kohol megiel ha-besa ha-kala l'spal sham l'chvido. So he says, shehi nasis ikar, upter minif l'sapayim, then it would pater. It would pater. So only if she comes to shul, so she's not really mitzurif, and that's the reason why. Now we said, in the Ramal, v'dafka shehamila yachosin ba'is beis haknesis. This is only so long as the mila or the chosin are in that shul. Avlim ein hamila be'beis haknesis ava bishu be'beis haknesis acheres emun tachin. But in another beis haknesis nearby, that's called tachin. Let's just look at the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Dalet be'beis haknesis v'amispalin ba'azara. And so on would have the same din. So let's say you're davening in the house where the rachanimo is, you would say tachanun because it's finished, it's over. Lagabi this din, it's only the day of the chuppah. Says the Mishmar in Chafei, Avav Yishem Espalam, V'das Hashar, Bach, V'taz, De'enem, Em Kishem Espalam, Eitzel HaTinek. So in other words, you've done the milah, and now the suit is taking place in their house. Now whether or not it's right afterwards, or it's you're making a suit at lunchtime. So he says that that one does not say it. And 37, he quotes from Rav Ozner Pshat in the Ramal. He says, "Shebemila hasimchi rak etzim rak beetzim asiyas hamitzvah." So the Ramah says it's only literally by the milah because of the impending mitzvah. But once the mitzvah is done, and so on, the fact that you're having a suda, the suda's mitzvah doesn't pass a tachanun, and so on, that's insufficient. But nevertheless, the mashal, the bach, and the taz are nekel. And he says like this: the im mispalin mincha bebeis hatinik. So it depends if you are pre or post suda. If you're post suda, then you wouldn't see tachanun. If you're pre or during the suda, you would not see tachanun. The chin kasev derech hachaim, because the chay adam holds that kishem espalin eitz latinik. I will kishem espalin bebeis acher. Avo bi shabali habris sham imam tachanun afidu. So the mother and the baby are not coming to the meal. They're in a different location, and the suda is somewhere else. Then everyone said, even these achreinim who are mekel would say that you would. The baal bris v'sand dekabayil einimim la'olam mincha afil la'achar berkas amazin teyem teiv shalehem hu. So the whole day they do not see tachnun because the day is considered to be a yom tov for them. Now we said by the chassan, we said. Even if the seventh day is the eighth day from the actual chuppah, in mispalim kodim shahaya chuppah, if they're davening before the meis leis, before the actual time when the chuppah took place. Amazing psak, meaning ad kavikach. You see from the chashiva, so the mirus tachan. The people already ask the chosn, where are you davening tomorrow? It's Monday, you know. They come to, after you come to our minyan, you know. The Mishnah Berurah says he says that he's better off. Toiv lizar, he shouldn't come in the whole shiva smira mishta in order not to be mevatel. And 41 over here, he quotes a chazanish. Who says she'ein achasin tzarich lehimana milelech v'spal v'beisak neses? Doesn't need to do so. He quotes from Rav Scheinberg, who says perhaps the chasin can go to a shul where they don't know him, or he could just stand in the corner. He doesn't need to kind of call out and say, "Oh, by the way, I'm a chasin. The olim shouldn't say tachlin." It's only at kama that they know he's a chasin, and then, oh, he's a chasin, and then the simcha spreads. But he's not obligated to tell people that you shouldn't be saying tachlin. And so on. He says in the next paragraph, he says, "Amayal." He quotes from Shlomo Zalman, "Shleyinna milav lebeis haknesses ve'ein dinek v'chasen mishum shvechasen yeshemim shbeshivasimem mishta potter mitfila legamri." So by a chasen, some say the whole 7 days he's potter from tefila. Okay, gam chivas tefila betzibur kala etzloy. And you know, if the kala doesn't want to be left by herself and so on, he has a mitzvah to be mesameach his wife and so on. At times if he's not able to go to a shul by him, he's not allowed to leave the house, right? There's a din chasen de melech, ma melech ein yetzi yechidi, af chasen ein yetzi yechidi. If he wants to go to shul, someone needs to come and pick him up to escort him to shul. Let's say no one's available, so he davens at home. So his whole obligation of tefillah betzibur is less, and therefore we say that he shouldn't come. That is legabi chasen. Shechalik dinei shel mayel midinei shel chasen linyan zeh shorei mitzvah samila yichayv mutel asal klal yisrael hilo chasen simchasei protesi ela shel tzibur sameach imes. That's the difference why the Mishnah Berurah says that a chasen shouldn't come to shul, but the mayel should. And he says v'mreitze bal habris lahalim mehatzibur es kiyam habris. So the mayel doesn't want to say that he has a mila today. And he quotes from Rav Yashiv Shirashoy. So, if Uri Ellington, chooses to not to tell people that he's got a bris, he's entitled to do so.
I think the person who was the moil of Yerushalayim.
Rabbi Yosla.
Yeah, Rabbi Yosla. In his shul, I mean, so he had several bris in every day.
Yeah, of course.
I think they said Tachlan there.
Is that what they said?
I think so.
Uh huh. Right. Okay, good. 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 Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayit in Sif Hei. Im chala mila betanis tzibur misfalim slichayz va'imrim vidui, that you do as normal. The ein neiflam al paneim, the ein neimrim v'hurachum, b'shakris afidu b'makim shnagu l'amrei b'leizah. So the mila does not push off slichas and vidui, but it would push off tachin as usual. Says the Mishra mila v'adin chasan misfalim slichas shemanichim. He says that some of it you wouldn't have to do. He says over here in 42, he says the bir dvarav kosev of Chankinievsky. The fact that we don't see tachna, that is considered to be that we have been mekatzer in the tchinas and the slichas and so on, the regular slichas you say. But you're not mekatzer slichas, you just omit tachan. That's what Reb Chaim understands. He quotes from Reb Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky that he says no. He says minig Yerushalayim hu sha'af b'slichas mekatzrim. Ve'im ad l'Hashem alekeinu arachmim v'haslichas. You just say it up until there. Avinu malkeinu you say, but so different days as to whether or not you're mekatzer in the actual slichas or no. You just don't say tachan. Again, so we said in the Ramah, the Einer Mem Vuhrachum, Meshachas, Afidu B'makim Shnagu La Amrei B'leizeh, Ratzalemer Denagu Be'ezim Mekemes Lemer Vuhrachum, the whole Tainas Tzibur. After Einer Be'ezvei, Afidachi, Imchal, Mila, Boy, Einer Mem Vuhrachum. Right, and you might have said, well, look, it's not even a Monday and a Thursday, and we still say Vuhrachum. So the fact that there is a mila shouldn't be a reason to patah, because we're not saying it didn't tachnen, we're saying it didn't slichas. No, that already we don't do. That already we say we don't say v'rachem. Vav nagu shalipal apaneim b'tu bav, v'lei b'tu b'shvat, v'lei b'reish chodesh, v'lei b'mincha shlofanav, v'lei b'chanukah, v'yishemim gam b'mincha shlofanav chinagim, the mincha before Chanukah also we don't, b'purim. Ain a neiflin al paneim, belag ba'omer, ain a neiflin, be'erev Yom Kippur, ain a neiflin v'chein, be'erev Rosh Hashanah, afila b'shachris. Says the Mishnah Berurah b'Tu B'Av, the big ma'is, v'shaya yom tov gadol b'zman ha'migdosh, tu b'shvat, shehu Rosh Hashanah l'ilanes, v'ne'egim ashkenazim v'harbis af, b'mini perish shal ilanes. We said shlofanav mashmah mizeh the b'tu ba'av b'tu b'shvat neiflin b'mincha shlofanav. That is the mashmos. The ein nagim kain b'purim haynu b'shnei yomim v'chein b'purim katan b'shanah muberes u'b'chol elu einemim gam b'mincha shlofanav v'chein b'lag ba'emer b'ovad b'erev Rosh Hashanah b'erev Yom Kippur emim b'mincha shlofanav. who said be'er Yom Kippur, or b'shar erev Yom Tov ein sarach levan tishum avur b'sif hasamach. Fine, says the sif hasamach, says sif zayin. No meaning poshish leilipal al paneim b'chol chidish nisan v'lei b'tishabav v'lei bein Yom Kippur l'sukkos v'lei mitchinas reshchidish sivan ad achashvus, which is mimash meshubah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Minig Parsha, the B'chol Eilu in Imrim Tachan Gam, and Minchash Lefneim, V'inei Kol Eilu HaSeifim Hu Le'inyim Tachan, Aval Lam Natseach, Imrim Kulam. As we mentioned, Lam Natseach does not go hand in hand with Tachan, Aval Lam Natseach, Imrim B'chulam, Malvad, Baresh Chedesh, V'chanukah, Upurim, Erev Pesach, V'erev Yom Kippurim, Tisha B'Av, V'adin, She'ein Imrim B'shanam Uberes, V'yam Yudalad, V'tesvav, V'adarishan, like we said, meaning when there's no lametzeach, then you omit kelach hapayim. The 6 days after, meaning just like on Pesach and on Sukkot, if you don't bring the various korbanos, chagiga and eilas ruiyah and so on, the first day you can bring it the rest of Yom Tov. So even though Shavuos is only one day, but we say a similar thing to Shavuos, that because lamaisa you are able to be mashed on these korbanos. In 49 he quotes from the Shari Tshuva b'shem Shiari Knesset Hagdola shebachutz la'aretz yeish anoegim shalip al panim after Yud Gimel Sivan. Mishum Sveika the Yema. And the Yeish Lehi Mashich Bezeach HaShatz Hanim Tzaba Yisit Filam. Says, you know, you should follow the Shatz. He quotes Rishlom Zalman, who says, Shegam B'chutz Lehi Yeish Loimar Tachnin B'Yud Gimel. You should say it on Yud Gimel. Why? Kevin Shimei HaTashlum In Lekarbonis Nin Lefi Eretz Yisrael Shemakim HaKrova. The whole Inya, not to say, is Mitzah, the Zman in which you're able to be mashed on the carbon. So yes, you know, we are chaygig shvuas on Yivav and Zion, but legabi the din of the tashluma, that's definitely a din in the hakravas karvan, which is a din in Eretz Yisrael, and so on. And bechlau, you know, the chazanish, he said that he would say tachanin in those 6 days. So you know, dayenu not to include Yud Gimel, and that's at least what I've told people. You know, like this psak and Shlomo Zalman. Not to add the extra day because of Chutz Laretz.
The art school, I think, includes it.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'll tell you what it says. Ches ein adam chashur rashay lipal al panav kishim espal al atzibur elam kinyu batuach sheye anek yeshu benun. So this is not referring to a regular tachanun as such. But this is referring to just, you know, falling down, you know, and prostrating oneself in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So one should not do so. Elim kenu batuach sheye'aneh ki Yeshua ben Nun. Unless he's convinced that he will be answered like Yeshua ben Nun. Hagav echinasa l'chol adam lipal alpana b'pishut yadayim v'raglayim afilo im ein shom evin maskis. Even if it's not directly on the floor. He's turned a little bit, he's tilted a little bit to the side, mutter. In ancient Evanaskis, v'chein yasu b'yom kippur k'shnei v'mal paneim, they do a similar thing, and we put something down, so we're not going directly on the floor. Im yatziu sham asavim k'dei lahafsik b'en akarko, then it is okay to do v'chein. So let's see. We said lipal ponov. Which we said was kind of a person is trying to put their face down as close to the ground as possible and kind of resting on their, like, you know, their palms, something like that. And that's what Rashi says in Sukkah. Even though they're not, it's not a full out prostration lying on the floor. It is author. The imhu mata ktsas al tzidai, if he turns a little to the side, I feel a ritzpas of anim shari, the ein zen if feel alpana, that's not called falling on your face. Kojagin if feel a sepayim shalanu, shurura katayas arayish, the kisi panama alma, bavade shari, that is okay. Now we said this Adam Choshev should not do so. Kishim Espal Al Hatzibor Pirish Ubifnei Hatzibor the Ksifa Le Milsa Shemaharin Shein Hagun Vein Roy Leonis. He'll say like, this is a Choshev person, and Hakadosh Baruch is not listening to his tefillah. In his own house, he can do whatever he wants. So it's only if he's trying to make out, you know, I'm a chashuva person, I'm going to fall down onto the ground, Kodesh Baruch is going to listen to my tefillah, and then it's a bizoyan and so on. We said she yonik yishuv ben nun she amar la kodesh baruch hu kum lecha lama atanei fal panecha. So he knew that his tefillah would be niskabel. We said that v'chin os lechol adam lipol with a piece of yadayim raglayim aktim hakdama katzar kadesh yizbar heitzef the yinei ksiv batera ve'evan maskis le'sitnu ba'artzechem nishtachavis aleha. So you're not supposed to have a stone and be mishtachav upon it. I know. I feel like mishtachav el shemayim, aleven maskis, el ritz b'savanim to lie down directly on the stone. The chadim milsehi, it's the same thing. The kasa poiskim, they ain't awesome in a teruki in kishish taitel agrius. It's only when there's two brahmas. The haino kish mishtachav el pishy adam reglayim. It's a full out prostration. The pishy adam reglayim. The gamma ritzpas of vonim dafka, and only when it's on stone. You're falling on your face. Al haritzba b'lei pishy adam reglayim. So your face is down to the ground, but it's not with pishy adam reglayim. Oy imu pishy adam reglayim shlei al ritzpas of vonim. So write me the receiver. Then it's only going to be also mid the rabbanon. The gazru kida atu hishtachavoya. Vashlei al ritzva atu ritzva. So if it's only one chisara, and then it's only going to be also mid rabbanon. Hayatayitzul amal yusa. But if neither of these are present, the haino number one, it's only derech kida, and number two, it's b'lei ritzva savanim. Then le gazru rabbanon. Then it's okay. V'cheinim haya neifel. Derech kida al ritzpes avonim ach shelo yahaya kida gemur. It's not a proper kida. The haino is not a ksas al tzida. He's turning, he's tilted a little bit to the side. Oy im haya b'pishut yadayim raglayim v'shlo yahaya ritzpa. So it's not on the ritzpa, and he's not a ksas al tzida. Talei b'pishut mamish gam kena folsom butter. Now, with that in mind, the Vatan Navoy Lavagd of Hagar, the Chinasa Lichal Adam, but Salema, Kemei Badam Chashav Hanal, Shasafir of the Maskis. We said no other Chashav because of concern that people will be Ran and Achrav and say that his Tzvira is not Niskabar or Kinacha. Similar over here, Elan Hashem, Asafir of the Achkida, by the Adam Chashav, it's also even if he's only doing a Derech Kida because people will be Moran and Achrav and say his tefillah is not discoverable. V'ach ein also rak derech dafka derech pishy adam raglayim, because we said you have to have at least one of these chesoines in order for it to be awesome with the rabbanim. Yeah. Okay, maybe we'll call it here, and we'll pick up from it tomorrow.
Good.
Okay.